If you are sitting at home next to your radio, you're hearing the music faster than you are if you're in the hall.
Listening for the secret, searching for the sound. This is the Sound Podcast with Ira Haberman.
Arguments bigger. just begun.
That was Mountain Song from an acoustic duo known as Mapache from the Los Angeles area. Once in a while, we get thrown music our way, we play it, and sometimes are absolutely stunned about the great music that is being made everywhere. Once you hear Mapache's self-titled debut, you will understand that they are the kind of band we love. In fact, the whole record is a throwback to that acoustic, harmonizing California sound made so popular in the late 60s and early 70s by bands like Crosby, Stills & Nash, The Grateful Dead, Flying Burrito Brothers, and others. Now, if I tell you the two guys in the band, Clay and Sam, are barely in their 20s, you may wonder how they got to where they were. So I tracked them down and asked them how they got into such a throwback sound.
Well, we love a lot of that music, and we were kind of raised on it. And our parents were playing it when we were little, and it's still around. And, you know, it's not like quite as popular as it was maybe 40 years ago or 50 years ago or something, but there's still a lot of really good music in that style. And I don't know, there's just something about it. I think it's like kind of part of the California landscape, and it resonates with us, and it's kind of like always what we've gravitated towards. And since we met, that's kind of like something that we've bonded on, and that's kind of the music that we've always played.
Do you think that the harmonies, the vocal harmonies in particular, are so important to this sound? I mean, anybody could probably, not anybody, but people could certainly pick up two acoustic guitars and trade singing, but it really is the harmonies and that, I don't want to say Everly Brothers, but kind of that harmonizing that adds to the flavor of the sound.
Oh yeah, definitely. We try to spend as much time as we can singing together, you know, daily. We live in the same house. We share the same bedroom, actually. So we try to spend as much time on that, because that's, you know, for us, it's like our favorite part too, is to be able to harmonize and sing together. And so, yeah, I'd say it's definitely critical to the sound.
The SoCal flavor isn't only in the sound, but certainly in the name of the band. It's Mapache, which is Spanish for raccoon. How important is that, you know, and you have another song, and I'm not even going to pretend to pronounce it, but it's, that's because I'm Canadian, but it's about those green eyes, that I know. How much is Spanish and Mexican culture part of the music that you guys make?
Well, it's a big part of the Southern California landscape as well. Like, I grew up working in my parents' restaurant, and a lot of the people that worked there only spoke Spanish, and there was always Mexican music playing there. And just living in LA, it's like definitely a huge part of being here and a big part of the population. And Sam lived in Mexico for a while too.
Yeah, Mexican culture and the Spanish language and everything that is extremely important to me after living there being a part of that for a little bit.
I'm curious about the songwriting. When you write in Spanish, when you have a song in Spanish, are you translating, or are you literally writing the song in Spanish?
Well, when I lived in Mexico, after a certain amount of time, I was living with only Mexican people, and so my kind of most of the way I thought, and like even my dreams were in Spanish a lot of the time. Everything kind of just turned into Spanish, and so when I write in Spanish, I usually think of the lyrics and lines in Spanish. Like, my brain will kind of like shift to that zone instead of, you know, it's different than the way I would do it in English. Because sometimes when you try to translate directly, it's really difficult, and you can end up saying things that are actually very different than what you mean to say.
Is Sam the primary songwriter, or Clay, are you collaborating? How does that all work out?
No, we both write together. On every song, we'll write together. Yeah, neither one of us is really the primary songwriter, but we both come together on pretty much every song.
And that's not just lyrically, also musically?
Yeah, in both ways.
So there are some big time fans of your music, notably Chris Robinson and Neil Casale, Jonathan Richman. What are the things that you guys listen to? I mean, because your sound is a mature one, I got to think that the music that you grew up listening to is of a similar ilk. So what are some of the bands or records that, you know, people should think of when they hear your music?
Well, that's a big question, but we love, all of the sort of California stuff, like the Grateful Dead and the Flying Burritos and the Byrds and Crosby, Stills, Nash and Young and all those guys by themselves and stuff. But we listen to a lot of old bluegrass and old country and the Louvin Brothers and George Jones and the Bakersfield stuff. And we listen to a lot of Hawaiian music and a lot of Mexican music, soul music, old R&B. There's definitely stuff that might come through more in our writing, and that's maybe more of like our wheelhouse or whatever you would want to say. But
My mom was a yoga instructor growing up,
right?
Like a meditation leader. So I like used to put on headphones at like random hours of the morning and listen to Enya, like super
wow.
loud. And that was really fun for me. And I still have Enya records and listen to Enya quite frequently. And there's a lot of stuff that maybe you wouldn't guess we would listen to by hearing the music, but that we really enjoy. So.
Well, a lot of it's fairly consistent with the sound. I mean, when you talk about obviously CSN and sometimes Y or The Dead, I mean, that comes through, particularly American Beauty or Working Man's or some of those early CSN records. Would you say too that, you know, Eagles, obviously being from that kind of neck of the woods more than The Dead, I mean, the harmonies, that's what I thought of right away when I heard you guys.
Yeah, totally. I love the Eagles. I take a lot of influence from them.
So what's next? The record drops, or the record's out already, I should say. And then you have a tour. You have this little tour in the California area and up the West Coast. Is this kind of going to be a big year, the new year for you guys, as you get your feet wet touring around and playing the record for people?
I mean, I hope so. We're pretty much ready to hit the road, and we've got some plans for some sort of shorter tours. We're going to be gone for a couple weeks in January with Suzanne Santo, and we're going to kind of go around like the West and, you know, Colorado and Idaho and Montana and West Coast, and hit some of those spots.
Yeah, it's going to be super gnarly to be driving through Montana and Idaho mid-January.
Yeah, that'll be
like our little Tacoma trek.
Yeah.
It'll be fun.
The good news is, because you probably only travel with, you know, two guitars and a couple amps or
right.
whatever, it's not like you're going to be weighed down too much. So, yeah, it will be pretty gnarly come snow time, right?
Could
yeah.
be worse. Could have a trailer, I guess, or something like
yeah.
that. Yeah, it's true.
Yeah, exactly.
But, yeah.
Continued success, guys. We're looking forward to this breakout. You know, we've had a chance to listen to the record for a while now. Spiritual Pajamas, great name for a record, by the way.
Yeah.
We've had a chance to listen to the record. Certainly, people will be exposed to you by listening to this. We're gonna play a couple tracks from the record on the show, and we can't wait to hear more about you guys as things progress. And you know, hopefully you'll get other fans on board besides Chris and Neil and Jonathan, because I think it is a great record, and you do have a great sound. And you know, it's particularly interesting that this sound, you know, whether it's the Newgrass revival that's happening with many of the bands that I'm sure you know of, like Green Sky, Bluegrass, or Infamous String Dusters, or even Yonder, from a bluegrass point of view, but from a singer-songwriter point of view, you know, people like Jack Johnson or all of those types of singer-songwriters. I mean, this music is still very much alive, but the way you're doing it is quite unique because it's the two of you. So I wish you all the best, sincerely, and I can't wait to hear more stuff live and certainly more stuff on the record. So good luck, guys, and thanks for taking the time today.
Yeah, thank you so much, man.
Who knows what the future holds for the dudes from Apache, but I can tell you, I'm psyched to see their story unfold and listen to more great music. For now, head on over to mapachesounds.bandcamp.com to check out their music, or stick around for Chico River.
Cypress kiss the sea and dance in harmony. Redwood mulch in your wild hair make me talk slow.
Been listening to the Sound Podcast. Technical production by Adam Karsh and Andrea Ruse. Inspired by the Grateful Dead and you, their fans. Like us on Facebook, subscribe on your favorite podcast platform, and find us at thesoundpodcast.com.